Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Substituting for Steve, here's WMUN's Brett Busby.
Thank you very much, and good Wednesday morning to you, the 15th day of May on a misty Wednesday morning. What people are talking about today? Well, obviously, you just heard the Indiana Pacers falling to the Knicks yesterday. Game 5 was the way that turned out. They play again Game 6 Friday. And then, of course, Caitlin Clark making her debut yesterday. And she didn't get on the boards until the second quarter, I guess, falling to the Suns. The final 97-71. It was opening day yesterday at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Scott Dixon turned in the fastest speed yesterday at 229.107 in a rain-shortened practice day, and hopefully they'll be able to get out on the bricks today. So that's what people are talking about, along with the cyber attacks. Ascension starting to recover from that, we hope. And Steve Lindell, the guy you usually hear at this microphone of the morning, is in Uganda for an exchange experience with Radio Patches. And this morning, Emily and I have received word from Steve of a safe arrival. He even sent pictures and audio of his airplane ride. And we'll share that experience a little bit later on with you as well. If not today, certainly tomorrow. In studio now, I like to make best time of our time together, Chase Bruton, the town manager of Yorktown. And Chase, welcome. Good to see you in your Hawaiian shirt again.
It's great to see you again. Thank you for having me.
You, anything going on over at Yorktown these days?
We have a lot going on. We're actually getting ready for an action-packed summer. We have just activities and concerts and everything happening, so we're very excited about those coming up.
Well, and of course, a lot of this is dependent on the weather, but you have things that you can do inside as well. So there's plenty going on, and I don't know where to start, but you mentioned to me before we went on the air just, you know, a plethora of events going on. Tell me how a small town like Yorktown is able to farm so many events into one season.
Well, the first thing is that our Chamber of Commerce does a really good job of funding our entire concert series, and that's all sponsor-based, so we really appreciate all of the local businesses coming out and deciding that that's an important thing that they want to see happen. So it's actually starting on the 31st of May, and then every Friday until the end of August, we have a concert going on our Civic Green. So we're excited about that.
And some names that we recognize,
too. Oh, yeah. The first one is that 90s band, which I'm a big fan of because I'm a 90s kid, so...
Yeah, yeah, and then I think I saw in there, is there a group by the name of Cook and Bell or something?
Cook and Bell's on there. They're later in the season. The Wombleys is coming back. They are on the 14th of June. I was a big fan of them last year as well. So,
well, it sounds like you do have a good concert lineup going. Yeah. And, of course, the warmer weather is on the way. We've had a taste of it already, and we're getting ready to experience more of it. Things to do that include warmer weather relief.
Yeah, so, well, the first thing is that our splash pad is going to be back up and operational on our Civic Green on the 24th of this month. So our guys are out there working on it, making sure everything's good to go for the kids. And along with that, we have a lot of just kid-related activities on the green. One of my favorite is the Science Central. So on Thursdays, starting in June, they have a science class that they do out on the Civic Green. It's at 9:30 a.m. It's always good to see all the kids out there. A bunch of daycares show up and everything. And I enjoy watching from my office window the science experiments they have.
Now, for those who may have just moved into the area or those who may never have ventured into or through Yorktown, let's talk about the amenities like Civic Green and such. What is Civic Green?
The Civic Green was actually a project from the previous council and my predecessor, they had done a long-term visioning process starting, I think, in like 2011, of how to revitalize the downtown. There was some blighted properties down there. And after going through a huge community process of what they wanted to be, they decided that they wanted a multi-generational space in the downtown area. And so the Civic Green was kind of born from that. It's a green space that is in between Town Hall and the Oliver Building, which is a mixed-use development that houses Four Day Ray Brewing Company. But sandwiched right in between those two buildings is the Civic Green. It's got a splash pad and a little concert area there, and there's always music playing and just pavilions. And so it really is a great space where we see a lot of families meet and just people coming out to have picnics and things along those lines. And it's really nice to see people kind of out and about and in our downtown area.
I know you get together periodically on a regular basis with other town managers. Is the Civic Green a point of envy among your peers?
It is. It is actually one of the things that I'm the president of the Municipal Managers Association, and it's one of the things that we highlighted when we had the conference this year. But it's another one of those things where a lot of the communities – We feed off of each other and these kind of ideas, you know. And so the Civic Green is something that is very special to Yorktown, and it really kind of builds on the culture of Yorktown. I've joked with some of the people that I know from Fishers. They have the Nickel Plate District, and they go, "Well, you copied the Nickel Plate District." And I said, "No, ours is a little different. It's a little more us." And so yeah, it's something that we take a lot of pride in.
And they also have it's always so well manicured and everything. Is that something your parks department does?
My parks department does some of the of just the regular mowing, but J. Crew Landscaping actually has a contract, and they are out there meticulously taking care of it. I joke that it's the most expensive piece of grass we have. It has soil tests done regularly and all of that, because it gets a lot of foot traffic, so the irrigation system gets beat up a little bit, and so it's hard to maintain, but we think it's worth it.
You also have events going on such as the farmers market periodically. Let's talk about that. That's an event a lot of people are drawn to.
Correct. So the farmers market is actually in Morrow's Meadow, which is off Tiger Drive. That's kind of our more open active park. And that starts at the end of May on Fridays. I'm always down there shaking hands. It's a good reason for me to kind of get out of the office and go see the people. That's ran by Nancy Perry, who is one of our council members, and Jeff Tingler, who happens to be the RDC president. So they do a very good job with that. I want to say they have 40 or 50 vendors down there, and it's always very well attended. I'm interested to see how moving the concerts to Friday is going to work with that, because I think what we're going to see a lot of is people going to the farmers market and then coming to the concerts right after, because they kind of line up where the timing works out perfect. So,
well, and you kind of mentioned to me before we went on the air this morning that there is a strategy with planning a calendar and having things for people to do in a certain time frame. What was the school of thinking on that?
Yeah, so what we realized last year, and last year was my first year, so I'll take any blame for any blunders there, was that the things that were regularly scheduled were more well attended, while the one-off events really didn't have the attendance that we were looking for. So with that in mind, we tried to come up with a few more activities that were we were able to do regularly. So another one that I'm really excited about is the movies on the green. So that's going to be every Wednesday starting in June, running all the way through July, and they're going to start at dusk, and it's just kids movies that everyone enjoys. And so I think it'll be a good thing for maybe the grandparents to take the kids out to, or something along those lines. So,
family friendly really is a key to success in a town like this.
That is true, yeah. And that was one of the things my predecessor was known for saying, was that he wanted the downtown to be multi-generational. And I really want to respect those wishes, because I think it was a really great goal, and I think we've made a lot of really good steps to reaching that goal.
What else on the drawing board? Other events that we haven't talked about yet?
You know, we have a couple workout classes that we're doing. We kind of heard that, hey, there's a bunch of stuff for the kids. We'd like some more stuff for adults. So with that in mind, we partnered with Arsenal Fitness from Muncie about, hey, is there something we can do around town that our people can attend? And so with that in mind, we have CrossFit in the Meadow on Mondays and Wednesdays starting in June at 5:15. And that's just kind of your everyday athlete. They're willing to work with people from all skill levels. And they're going to provide all of the equipment and everything. Just show up and get a good workout in with your community members. And then the other one that I'm actually really excited about is it's called Forever Fit in the Green. And that's at 10 a.m. on Tuesdays and Fridays starting in June as well. And that is for towards more of our elderly residents. We want them to be able to age in place and still be able to move around and have that sense of community. And so we're excited about that as well.
Why did you look at me when you said elderly?
I'm getting old too. I'm past 30 now. I'm starting to feel it.
Oh my. Younger than my daughter. But nonetheless, so a lot of great things going on, and of course fitness is something that is key to economic development too. A lot of people want a healthy population when they're thinking about putting a business somewhere. Speaking of businesses, you have businesses migrating to Yorktown.
We do. We actually had a soft opening for a business. I was very excited about them. They have joked with me that they are not health-based business. But Twister's Soda Bar has opened their second location in Yorktown. They were very successful in Pendleton. The ladies who run it, Kelly and Jacqueline, are very entertaining. If you have TikTok, I would recommend following them on there. They have a very entertaining TikTok page, but they are on 9704 West Smith Street. So Soda Bar, we brought all the staff out to welcome them in, and we loved it.
And Smith is your main drag through
town. It is, yeah, 32.
Okay, yep. All right. Anything we haven't talked about that we should before we
I think the last little thing to mention is we're going to have some road projects this summer. We're going to be tearing up Broadway, more dates to come on that. And then we're also going to be doing some work over on 600 West, north of Jackson, going towards 332. So I'll come back with some hard dates on that and just the game plan. We're supposed to be signing that contract at the next council meeting.
In between visits, you do have an information portal that people can access.
We do. Facebook is the easiest way for members of the community to kind of know what's going on. I recommend for anybody to kind of follow that. We make posters and things as well, but whenever there's like public safety issues or anything along that line, Facebook is our easiest route to get a hold of people.
All right, and then you can like and comment and ask and all of that.
And all of that, we try to be very responsive.
All right, very good. Chase, I always appreciate learning about activities going on in communities such as Yorktown, and you just have a clean, good-looking little community there. Not so little anymore. It's starting to grow and grow, but still has that hometown feel.
We take a lot of pride in it. We're happy to be one of the growing communities in East Central Indiana.
Chase Bruton, town manager of Yorktown, thank you so much for your time, and we'll look forward to the next visit. And in the meantime, I'll keep watching that Facebook page.
Thank you for having me, and safe travels to our friend in Uganda.
Yeah, we are going to hear from him, if not certainly probably within the next day or so. So keep your ear to the radio.
Will do.
All right. It is 8:18. You're listening to The Talk of Muncie, WMUN, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM. Our thanks to Chase Bruton for coming in this morning and updating us on Yorktown. Coming up in the next segment, or at least in the last half hour of the show, we're going to have the Corn-Fed Roller Derby girls in and talk about activities that they have going on. That's all coming up yet today on The Talk of Muncie, WMUN.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to GAWon'tWait.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit. Credit for deciding while stuck in traffic to get a bachelor's degree. Credit for managing three kids, two dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. Students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's, and graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. Plus, get your application fee waived through May 31st. Flexible online and hybrid classes start soon. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
FM, AM, and Alexa. Live daily and on demand at WMUNMuncie.com. In for Steve, it's WMUN's Brett Busby on Delaware County Today.
With a look at your news summary on Tuesday morning from the WMUN News Desk, good morning, I'm Brett Busby. She was kidnapped and held against her will. Ryan Hedrick reports what court documents are saying about a rideshare driver's terrifying trip.
A Lyft driver told Indy cops that she picked up Kiara Garrett and her daughter to take them to the Shadow Ridge Apartments, but was told to stop by some basketball courts to pick up Garrett's teenage son. When they arrived at the courts, court docs say that Garrett rolled down her window and fired her gun into the air. The Lyft driver then tried to call 911, but that's when Garrett jammed a gun into her stomach. Ryan Hedrick, Network, Indiana.
WTHR is reporting that an Anderson woman claims a postman pepper sprayed her dog through the mail slot on her front door. The entire incident was video recorded on their Ring doorbell camera. Kerrigan Kronk says the postman delivered mail through the mail slot, then pulled out a bottle of pepper spray and began spraying her one-year-old Dalmatian through the mail slot. Kronk said that after she realized what had happened, she filed a claim with the post office and called police. The Postal Service issued an apology to Kronk, but said they could not comment further on the incident, citing it as a personnel matter. The Muncie Police Department is going to be hosting a number of programs in June to teach 6th through 12th grade girls about police work. Yesterday on WMUN's Delaware County Today, we asked Mayor Dan Ridenour about that program.
We have been working diligently to diversify the police department in a number of ways. Even further, we feel like we've made a lot of progress, but I think it was just last week I swore in three more police officers, and two were female.
He also mentioned that the department's deputy chief is a woman. That's Melissa Criswell. Visit the City of Muncie's Facebook page for dates and more information. 17th-ranked Taylor University's baseball team enjoyed a 10-2 victory over 23rd-ranked Mid-America Nazarene Monday afternoon in game number one of the 2024 NAIA Baseball Championship opening round at Winterholder Field.
And the David Owsley Museum of Art at Ball State will present Art in Bloom, a free public floral exhibition this Saturday and Sunday, with extended museum hours from 1 to 5 both days. Additionally, a free public reception will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. this Saturday, with family-friendly activities and live music. Parking free on the West Campus Drive in the Old Quad. Tomorrow is the kickoff for the Hearts and Hands event, Tools for School. It'll be at Amazing Joe's Grill tomorrow from 11 to 2. All proceeds going toward the Hearts and Hands United Tools for School drive.
So we give them a filled backpack with all the school supplies that they need, new pair of shoes, socks, and anything else that we can help with. We give away anywhere between 1,500 and 2,000 backpacks each year.
That's Kay Walker from Hearts and Hands. Their Facebook page has more details. An Indiana man is facing charges for murdering a Utah police officer. Ryan Hedrick with those details.
Sergeant Bill Hoosier of the Santa Quinn Police Department responded to a call about a woman being held against her will. Truck driver Michael Jane, on federal probation with a 20-year criminal record, was involved, says Utah Governor Spencer Cox.
This despicable human being was trying to cause more death on that road, trying purposely to hit oncoming cars.
Speaking at Hoosier's funeral, Cox said many cops tried to rescue Hoosier. Jane has a history of violence toward police officers. Ryan Hedrick, Network Indiana.
Indiana Department of Natural Resources announced dates for the 2024-25 migratory bird hunting season on Monday. Those dates are broken up into three segments, with the first getting underway September 1. Then Hoosiers will be able to hunt mourning doves, snipes, sora rails, and Canadian geese all across the state on that date. You can view the full calendar and refresh your knowledge of regulations at in.gov/gamebird-seasons. And this is National Police Week, May 12th to May the 18th, paying tribute to those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and recognizing the commitment of all officers who serve and protect their communities. It's a time for us to come together as a nation to remember our fallen heroes and their families. The Yorktown Chamber of Commerce's monthly meeting will be held Tuesday, May 21, 8 a.m. Guest speaker is Kevin Mullaney from Ball State Athletics. Doors open at 7:45 a.m. for networking and coffee. The meeting is at Yorktown Town Hall at 9314 Smith Street in Yorktown. A staff member at an elementary school was arrested for bringing a gun into the school. Harrison Silcox reports.
How or why that gun was brought into the school has not been reported, but Elkhart police say this staff member was arrested by a school resource officer at Mary Beck Elementary School Monday. It was another staff member who had mentioned something to that officer. The position and identity of the staff member has not been reported, and Elkhart Community Schools has not said anything about their employment status either. No formal charges have been filed. Harrison Silcox, Network Indiana.
Fox 59 reports a police officer was shoved and two others kicked while responding to a domestic disturbance in Muncie over the weekend. According to an affidavit for probable cause released on Monday, officers were dispatched to a residence in the 3200 block of East Tanner Drive on Saturday after receiving a report from a woman claiming that a man was destroying her apartment. 24-year-old Jaceland Falconberry was preliminarily charged with three counts of battery against a public safety official, one count of intimidation, and one of resisting law enforcement. And if you haven't been to the Muncie Children's Museum since the new exhibits have opened, May's Free Saturday is the perfect time to check it out. Among other things, the kids can play in the new water table feature, including a fog mushroom, a tornado vortex simulator, and the capability to build dams. Admission to the museum May 18th is free to all visitors from 10 to 5. And that's the Morning Report. New sports and weather together. And you are listening live to WMUN 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, the talk of Muncie. We're going to be back and visit with an unusual athletic sport coming up here in just a moment. You're listening to WMUN.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text BIKE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BIKE to 321-321. That's BIKE to 321-321.
At Lowe's, save big every day when you buy in bulk. Save 10% when you buy 20 or more select self-leveling underlayment. And there's more. Save 10% when you buy two or more packs of 360 Trex Universal Hidden Fasteners. Visit us in-store or online for low prices on the materials you need. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details.
Does your current trophy wife want a life insurance policy three times the size of your previous mistakes? Relax and call Big Lou at Term Provider. Big Lou says if you're in your 50s, even a bit porky, a $1 million term life policy should only cost about $200 to $300 per month. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He likes trophies too. For affordable life insurance, call 800-529-2856.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right, if the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020. Again, that's 1-800-506-2020.
Want to hear more? Replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today, substituting for Steve. Here's WMUN's Brett Busby.
Thank you very kindly. And substituting for Steve, you betcha I am, because he got on an airplane and he decided to fly around the globe, and he is in Uganda. Yeah, Steve Lindell in Uganda. We'll be hearing more from Steve as the week progresses and next week as well. He's partnering with Radio Patches, kind of a partnership between Wolf Boom Radio and Radio Patches. Them to learn from us to learn from them, and everybody comes away all that much better. So we'll look for some of his experiences, email and audio, and we may even get the opportunity to visit with him live in studio. And I have to tell you, I've never been intimidated by the thought of being in a studio with women, but when they told me who my next guests were going to be, I have to admit, I thought, I'm going to put on my elbow pads and knee pads and all of the protective gear. The roller derby, it's corn-fed roller derby. Am I saying that correct? Is that the right title?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so in studio with me is Debbie and Ivy, and you are two of the participants that do this on a regular basis. First of all, I've got to ask, whatever prompted you to get into such an activity?
Well, for me, it was after I graduated from college, I knew I needed to join something or do something, or else I'd become a houseplant. And making friends as an adult is very difficult. So I saw a sign when the team was just forming and decided, why not? Even though I hadn't skated in years since I was 16, 15, but I just decided to give it a try.
And family real supportive of this?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Ivy, is that the same kind of experience for you?
For me, it's a little bit different. When I got out of the military in 2013, I was looking for that same sense of camaraderie, a really strong group of people to gather together and do something really challenging and athletic. And I feel like roller derby just seemed like it would fit that, you know? Everybody looked like they were really, really strong, and they were doing something that I was like, this is intimidating, but like, I think it would get my blood racing, and I think I would feel that same sense of camaraderie there. So I tried out, and like Debbie, I just didn't think that I can't skate. I don't know that I would be able to do this sport as an adult, but I kept coming back. Every time I got on the ground, I would get right back up, and they kept welcoming me back. And I really think that that fighting spirit is really all you need. You don't have to know how to skate. You just have to know how to get back up.
And how long have you been doing this?
9 years.
9 years, and Demi?
Since 2010, so it's been quite a while. I'm actually the last original skater still on the team.
You know, I saw the roller derby stuff on TV as a kid growing up, and many people thought it to be kind of like the wrestling matches that you saw where a lot of it was staged. Let's talk about the experience, and there's a lot of information we want to get to here because you have a very important event coming up. But let's talk about the experience. What's it like out there on the wheels with other people who are competing against you?
Yeah, I think it's a lot different than it was back then. You're not allowed to throw elbows or punch people or trip people. Those are all illegal. So, and you could actually get ejected from the game for a lot of that if it's egregious. But yeah, it's, you know, you're still trying to knock people down. You just use your butt and your shoulders and your hips and or knock them out of bounds. And it can be pretty intense. But the best part is that if with the teams that you click with the best teams you play with, your friends, go out there, you hit hard, and then afterwards you go and drink a beer with them at the after party. So, and kind of dance on, you know, when you're waiting for the play to start. And it's
kind of like NFL, somebody may break your arm, but then you're friends with them afterwards.
That's right. Yes. I can attest to that. You know, yes. If somebody knocks you down and the whistle blows and the jam's been called off, they're probably still going to give you a hand up.
Full disclosure, Ivy's sitting here in a sling this morning.
That's right.
In the studio. So there will be pictures on the WMUN.com website or WMUNMuncie.com website a little bit later on, and you can see what we're talking about. So what kind of a venue does this usually occur in, the competitions?
We play at the Delaware County Fairgrounds. We practice at Gibson Skating Arena, so I know everyone in Muncie is familiar with that venue. So that's our home base as far as practice, and then we play at the fairgrounds at the Memorial Building.
There is a very important underlying factor about this, and that is financing and facilities. Let's talk about then leading up to the event that you have coming up. Who finances this?
We do ourselves. We pay dues each month, and that it lets us get into Gibson's for rent, and it's all skater run. We do it all ourselves. We have a board and committees, and we just do a lot of work. And we donate a portion of our proceeds each season from our home games to a local charity that we partner with. So we're a nonprofit, and we also give back to nonprofits. So I think it's a great cause to put your support to.
Yes, and each season our skaters are tasked with going out into the community and asking for sponsorships. So we send whole committees of people out and boots to the ground. We ask those local shops if they can help us. And we get quite a few sponsors here in the community.
And we're about to talk about your fundraising event. The funding that will be raised by this very important event, and it is important, I want to underline that fact, what do these monies get used for?
Typically, we'll use this for, we have a tournament coming up that we're hosting, the Small Town Smackdown. So we'll put every penny that we earn from this fundraiser and from other things that we do, sponsorships goes right back into the league, and just getting, because it costs to rent the fairgrounds and to get all the different things that we need. The tape, we have to tape down the track. There's a ton of just little things that we need just to get
insurance.
We give a little bit to our refs just to thank them for coming in. Little travel things.
The audience probably does not realize that all of this is behind the scenes and is necessary. They think that you just throw on the skates and go at it, but there is a lot, as you've just mentioned, to being able to maintain these events. Let's talk about the fundraiser. That's coming up very soon. As a matter of fact, this weekend?
That's right. This weekend, Saturday, the 18th of May, 7 to 10 p.m. at Muncie Lanes.
And let's talk about the fundraiser itself. What do we expect there? Who participates and how?
Anyone can participate. It's a bowling tournament. It's an 8-9 or strike tournament, which means if you can knock 8 or 9 pins down, you get a strike. So it's fast-paced. It's a lot of fun. Anyone can come and participate. It's 4-person teams and $60 per team. So that breaks down to only $15 per person for 4 people, and you get 3 games out of that. So
that's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
And shoes are included in that, so you're not even paying for your shoe rental.
And so Muncie Lanes is where this is taking place. Let's talk about them and their participation in this, because it appears that they're really a good partner.
They're a fantastic partner. So Muncie Lanes stepped up and became a gold-level sponsor for us this season, and we are so thankful. They have provided us with an after-party venue, and their staff stay late, and they have just supported us all season long. And I just really wanted to shout out to them because they have been so wonderful. They make sure we get fed. We definitely come in hungry after the games. Every Derby skater that comes in there is ready to eat, and they are cooking up a storm for us and just making sure that we're having a good time at those after parties. And they've also hosted us for our Christmas party and other amazing experiences. And, you know, they've been a wonderful sponsor to us. So it's great that they're hosting this event for us as well.
Well, and your derbies are just great entertainment, family fun. And if somebody decides that they want to participate from the standpoint of helping you out, you do accept sponsorships for this fundraiser and other events.
That's right. We have $25 lane sponsorships. So if anybody wanted to reach out to us and have their business on a lane during the tournament, we will put your business advertised, and we will shout you out. So
absolutely. Please, we can even put a QR code on the lane sponsorship to go to your website if you want to. Just let us know, and we would love to do that. It could be good way to channel business to your website.
Before we went on the air, you mentioned Small Town Smackdown. That's easily said. Small Town Smackdown. Tournament of Champions. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
It's our tournament we have coming up on June 8th and 9th. It's 7 teams are coming in from kind of all over the Midwest and playing our B team, which is the Corn Fed Killer Kernels. And we are going to be playing, there's 12 games in 2 days. And it's games starting every 2 hours on both days. And it's a lot of derby and a lot of fun, but it's a lot of work to pull off. So,
Am I seeing like Saturday is 12 hours long?
Yes,
that's right.
Games, it's actually longer because we have to be there early to
set up
and open the doors. But games will start at 8 a.m. and the last game starts on Saturday at 8 p.m. So, and the games last around an hour and a half, 2 hours. Mm-hmm.
And if anybody just wandered in, we're going to have amazing food trucks there, and we're also going to have a silent auction. So there is plenty to do at the Small Town Smackdown. Even if you aren't familiar with Derby, you can come in and you can bid on, there's going to be lots of skater art available there. There's going to be local artists. There's going to be baskets. We put together amazing raffle baskets, silent auction baskets, that sort of thing. And I know that our food vendors, our food trucks that come in have been amazing too. So great food, great fun.
Plus a lot of roller derby.
Yeah. So how long does an event, one match usually last?
We have, each game is 2 half-hour halves. So then, like, there's 30 seconds in between. Each play is called a jam, and that's up to 2 minutes, but can be called off early. So there's 30 seconds in between each play. Mm-hmm. So it lasts, typically a game lasts about an hour and a half-ish, with timeouts and everything, and halftime. So it's that's why we have the every 2 hours.
Yep, we allot about 2 hours to give some play time in case, you know, there's an injury or something and we need to take little breaks or timeouts or that sort of thing.
Paramedics on duty?
Yes, there
yes.
are.
We always every have game. Medics, yes.
I would hope so. So this sounds like a lot of fun. An entire weekend, so 8 to 8 on Saturday and 9 to 5 on Sunday, according to your flyer here at the Delaware County Fairgrounds. But before that, this Saturday, an important event at Muncie Lanes, and once again, it's very important to raise money for this because really it perpetuates back into entertainment for the community.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Okay. Anything I haven't asked, because this just, the entire concept intrigues me. I've seen it on TV. I think this is something that a lot of people, if they've seen it on TV only, will really be excited to see in person.
Absolutely. I think it's very empowering, I think, to women and particularly girls. We strive to make it a family-friendly environment. And so I think families come in and they bring their young girls who don't typically see a women-dominated sport.
So tough and
yeah.
full contact. And I know when my nieces first saw the sport, you know, they just were so awestruck. And afterwards, you know, they gave me a big hug and they just told me how strong and like amazing it was to watch. And they just wanted to be a derby girl when they grew up. And, you know, it made me feel really amazing. Their mom sent me pictures afterwards of them going out and buying skates and, you know, a helmet and elbow pads. So I know that it definitely does influence our younger viewers. So.
Absolutely.
And if somebody didn't get all of the details of this,
yeah.
of course, we have playbacks on WMUNMuncie.com. They can tune back in and listen to this anytime over the next several days. But do you have a presence on the web where we can find out more?
Absolutely. Our website is cornfedrollerderby.com. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. On Facebook, I think you can either search Muncie Roller Derby or Corn Fed Roller Derby, and then Instagram, we're Corn Fed Roller Derby. Mm-hmm.
Support this very worthwhile cause. Once again, it's putting back into your community. It perpetuates, and it's great family fun. Debbie, Ivy, I can't thank you enough for coming in to share this information with us this morning. Good luck, mend well, and be
thank
safe
you.
Out there on the track.
Thank you for having
thank
us.
Thank you so much.
Corn Fed Roller Derby coming up. We'll be back with more of Delaware County Today in just a few moments. Brett Busby in for Steve Lindell on the Talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, WMUN.
Tyler Morgan here from the 1925 Pub House at the Courtyard and Grandview Golf Club in Anderson. You've heard us say our menu has something for everyone. Well, we decided to add more favorites to the menu, including our new baby back ribs and summer cocktails featuring the Desert Pear Margarita and Blood Orange Margarita. And with the warmer weather here, we invite you to enjoy our patio in downtown Muncie. The 1925 Pub House at the Courtyard and at Grandview Golf Club in Anderson, proud to be a 6-time medalist in the 2023 Muncie's Quest for the Best. We look forward to seeing you soon.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Save big money on everything now at Menards. Make quick work of your outdoor cleaning project with Masterforce Outdoor and Landscaping Tools. The 80-volt cordless trimmer is powerful, efficient, and hassle-free, so you spend less time working on your yard and more time enjoying the results. On sale now through May 19th. Check out our wide selection of Masterforce tools and see the rest of our deals on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance? Yep, and that place is Jason May State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jason May is your go-to agent in Muncie for the service you deserve at the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jason May has you covered. Call 747-7100 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Tyler Morgan here from the 1925 Pub House at the Courtyard and Grandview Golf Club in Anderson. You've heard us say our menu has something for everyone. Well, we decided to add more favorites to the menu, including our new baby back ribs and summer cocktails featuring the Desert Pear Margarita and Blood Orange Margarita. And with the warmer weather here, we invite you to enjoy our patio in downtown Muncie. The 1925 Pub House at the Courtyard and at Grandview Golf Club in Anderson, proud to be a 6-time medalist in the 2023 Muncie's Quest for the Best. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Live weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today. Substituting for Steve, here's WMUN's Brett Busby.
Thank you much, Steve Lindell. Of course, on assignment in Uganda. We'll be hearing from him in the next day or two, and certainly by next week. He's there on special assignment with Radio Patches, and we've told you some about that. We'll share more as the day goes on. Word of the day from the gifted calendar from Brother Pat to Steve Lindell is rescind. Rescind, R-E-S-C-I-N-D, and that's to repeal, cancel, or annul. So if you rescind an agreement, you decide not to follow through with it. All right, let's check in with people who are doing more positive things as we check in with the Dean's List.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A police officer from Indiana who was reunited with a retired lieutenant who saved his life makes today's Dean's List. Officer Gene Eister, who was part of the South Bend Police Department, couldn't believe it when someone pointed out that their new colleague was the baby that Officer Eister found in a box abandoned before Christmas. They called him Baby Jesus because they didn't want to call him John Doe. And after being found 24 years ago outside the police department, he was taken to Child Protective Services and put up for adoption. 2 decades later, after being rescued by the same department he now serves, Matthew Hegda Stewart has come full circle to meeting the man that helped him survive. Officer Eister says that for him, he's grateful to find out that the baby turned out so well. Officer Eister and Officer Stewart, thank you both for your service and sharing your story. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Very appropriate in that this is Police Week. And if you haven't heard, this is the week that we honor a lot of police officers who have fallen in the line of duty. Tomorrow, speaking of Police Week, our guest is going to be Delaware County Sheriff Tony Skinner. He'll be with us, the county's top cop, tomorrow. And then, of course, on Friday, in addition to Principal Chris Walker, who sometimes probably has to act as a police officer in the school, we will also have Indiana State Police Public Information Officer Scott Keegan. He'll be in on Friday morning, and we'll talk about Police Week and honoring fallen police officers and some of the other aspects of Indiana State Police. I think there's some activities coming up that people interested in law enforcement may want to know about. So that's coming up on Friday. Next week, the menu includes Congressman Greg Pence, State Rep. Sue Arrington, Victoria Spartz, Congresswoman, going to be with us on Thursday of next week, as well as President of Ball State, Jeffrey Mearns, and who knows what else may crop up. Again, licking our wounds from last night's 121-91 routing. The Indiana Pacers beat by the Knicks in Game 5, Game 6 coming up on Friday. And Caitlin Clark, yesterday, they fell to the Sun of Connecticut 97-71. Hopefully better outlook as the week progresses. But we've had a great day, and I hope that you have a great day ahead of you. Please be kind to one another. My thanks to Emily Guffey for producing the show again today. Steve will be checking in with us from Uganda. That's it for today's edition of Delaware County Today. I'm Brett Busby.